Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Walthall West Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Second half about to get underway. Evergreens leading the Warriors 32-18. A win today improves DC Everest to 3-2 in conference play. They'll get the acid test next Tuesday when they travel to Spash, a game you'll hear on tape delay here on Fox Sports Radio. And Walsall West will inbound to start the second half. We're sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Off the inbound pass, three ball from Mason Bedarski is short. Walsall West gets the rebound. Get the feeling Bedarski is not known for his three-point shooting. He's a big guy. Want him down underneath. That shot wasn't pretty. Here's a three from the baseline. Taylor Penn, that one's a miss. And the rebound comes to D.C. Everest, Riley Peterson. Peterson is right into the front court. Peterson almost lost his dribble in the corner. And Grinsman's in traffic, and he traveled. Oh, wow, he had two men collapsing on top of him. And they're going to call Van Grinsven for the travel. All right, it's turnover. The Evergreens lead stays at 14, and Walsall West gets the ball back. Jacob Reeder is into the front court. Reeder goes around to Isaac Butke. Down low to Carson Weber, looking to make an extra pass. It's on the floor, got a whistle. Loose ball foul here coming against the Evergreens. Nope, just out of bounds. And Walsall West will get possession. They will inbound along the baseline. Isaac Butke goes inside trying to use the height advantage. Carson Weber, a miss! And rebound clear by Chris Cornish. Cornish clears the boards. Evergreens into the front court. Neither team has scored a minute in second half. And here's Chris Cornish now to Kurtenbach down low. Evergreens work around to Riley Peterson. Cues up for a three. Peterson was left open, and he hit it. So the Evergreens had that three at the end of the first half, and they open up the second half with a three as well. 35-18 is the largest lead of the game for the Evergreens. Up by 17, trying for a three and an answer, and that one rims out for Jacob Reeder. Wasn't a really good look, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Chris Cornish. All right, the Evergreens, couple quick baskets here, and the route could be on. Stephen Weir's got the ball. Weir is guarded closely to Peterson down low in traffic. Hangs at the side of the backboard, get his own rebound. Stephen Weir gets the ball now and goes out to Van Grinsven. Evergreens may be content to run some clock here. Evergreens can wait for their looks with this big lead here. Riley Peterson has it. Peterson spins. He's fouled. Just missed the underhand scooping layup attempt. And Riley Peterson's going to get himself to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Foul will go against Isaac Butke. That is his second. And Riley Peterson, who has 5 points already, will get a chance for two more from the free throw line. First is good. Evergreens basketball sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Riley Peterson's second free throw is also good. 37-18. As again, Walsall West is a little better than doubled up here. Taylor Penn's got the ball. Penn with 12 of the 18 for the Warriors. Now to Carson Weber. Weber, bad pass. Stolen by Van Grinsven. Breaking away. He's fouled. Weren't going to give him the uncontested layup. And Van Grinsven's going to go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a pair. As the Evergreens have been opportunistic here, they've been taking advantage of Walsall West turnovers. Jacob Reeder has just been called for his third personal foul. So Van Grinsven with a ball in hand for two from the free throw line. First one rims out. Evergreens are 7 of 9 from the free throw line at this point in the game. Van Grinsven gets one more. Missed them both. Rebound, though. Offensive rebound for Chris Cornish. Cornish stripped out of bounds. Last touch by Walsall West. And the Evergreens will keep the ball. Evergreens to inbound underneath their own basket. Nick Sierakowski checks back in. Yeah, Coach Corey Heckle wants Sierakowski in these inbound situations, and Van Grinsven checks out. It's kind of a good matchup because Van Grinsven is the defensive specialist on this team. On the inbound pass, basket and a score for Chris Cornish. 39-18, 21-point lead for the Evergreens. Walsall West has not scored since halftime. There's a long three ball, and that's a miss from Noah Gierkosan, who just checked in. He's getting his first minute. Walsall West, though, gets the rebound and get another crack at it. Isaac Butke with a long cross-court pass to Carson Weber. trying to set up now three off a screen. Butkey decided not to take the shot. Pass goes down low, blocked. Joe Utek looked like he had a pretty good look, and Kyle Kurtenbach altered that shot and got a hand on the ball. Evergreen's come back the other way. Here's Sierakowski over to Riley Peterson. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. And Riley Peterson has the ball and his dribble. Isaac Butkey guards it. And now over to Sierakowski. Sierakowski has his dribble and works around. And now over to Stephen Weir. Weir has 8 points. Back to Peterson. Weir again. Evergreen's methodic, looking for their good shot. Pass goes down low to Kurtenbach, quickly double-teamed. Kurtenbach kicks out to the corner. Riley Peterson open for a three, and he hits. Kurtenbach drew the double-team, found the open man, and Riley Peterson now has 10 points. It's 42-18. Into the front court we go for West. Here's Isaac Butkey. Butkey goes around to Derkosian, who thought about the shot, passed it up, gets it back. And now over to Butkey, thought about the three. Walsall West has not scored. 3.5 minutes into the second half. Stuck on 18 for a long time. Going over to Butkey again. Now leaves it in the corner for Taylor Penn. Penn drove in, was cut off. He goes back out to Joe Utek. Now to Penn, who drives in traffic. He's fouled. Shot is no good. Penn's going to get himself to the free throw line. Let's see who they get for the foul here against UC Everest. It's on Nick Sierakowski. It's his first. Team's first. Taylor Penn's going to get himself a pair of free throws. Penn with 12 points. He is 4 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 5 for 5. Evergreen's basketball is sponsored by Easy Living Management. They are the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Penn's going to get one more. And he got them both. 14 points for Taylor Penn. Problem is, his team has only 20. Evergreens walk it up. Half-court man-to-man defense for Walsall West. Giebert is up high. Now over to Sierakowski. Sierakowski thinks about driving. Now goes over to the corner. Here's a three ball from Jacob Stroik. Long range, and Jacob Stroik. His first three of the season. Everything going right for the Evergreens. Up by 25 now. 45-20. Evergreens are going to see a lot of their bench get some playing time in the fourth quarter. Spinning along the baseline is Jacob Tortson, and Tortson scores. The first basket from the floor for Walsall West in the second half, and we had to get to the 3:30 mark of the third quarter to get it. It's 45-22. Here's Stephen Weir up high. Weir goes over to Sierakowski, quickly double-teamed, and now to Riley Peterson. Peterson's had a hot hand in the second half. And now to Stroik again in the corner, and they body up on him at the three-point line. Not going to give him the open look again. Goes back out to Sierakowski. And to Riley Peterson, under 3 minutes now in the third quarter. And Stephen Weir's got the ball. Weir works around to Peterson, swings cross-court to Stroik. They free him up for a three again, and Jacob Stroik just hit again. They ran that high post pick for Jacob Stroik, back-to-back threes. One of those nights where everything's going down for DC Everest. They lead 48-22 in a game where the route is indeed on. In the front court, Taylor Penn, between the legs dribble, goes back up. Noah Derrickson with a three. He missed it. Loose ball rebound secured by Jake Giebert of DC Everest. And 2.5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Evergreens have outscored Walsall West since halftime, 16-4. Stephen Weir's got it. Now over to Riley Peterson. Flashing up high to Jacob Stroik. Now back over to Weir. They swing to Stroik again. That time someone fought through the pick and was not going to let him get another open look. Gives over to Peterson now. We'll go under 2 minutes to play. Stroik again from the three-point line. Passed up the shot. Gives it over to Sierakowski. Very physical underneath. One of the Walsall West players took a dive there. And the Evergreens are going to call a timeout. Sensing that it was getting a little bit physical underneath. This is going to be a full timeout. Nope, 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Evergreens will have possession. 2 minutes left in the quarter, and it's 48-22 DC Everest. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Providing sound financial products and services, visit their newest location in Cronenweather. That's Valley Communities Credit Union. We're also sponsored tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Riley Peterson has 10 and is now the leading scorer for the Evergreens. 8 for Stephen Weir. Stroik and Hebert with 6. Chris Cornish also with 6 for the game. Evergreen scoring has come from all over the place. And if you don't have a dominant player, that's what you need. Balanced scoring attack. One guy's cold, another guy picks him up and hot. That's what the Evergreens have seen. Out game. Time is back in after the timeout for the Evergreens. Derek Reike is back in. Evergreens work it around now. And driving along the baseline, Van Grinsen makes an extra pass to Reike. He's free along the baseline. It's a miss. Evergreens get the rebound. Jacob Stroik saved the possession. Goes back out to Nick Sarakowski. Reike's three didn't look particularly good, but no problem. Teammate picked him up. And Reike gets the ball back. 1.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Now along the baseline to Giebert. To Sarakowski, missed from close range. Rebound to West. Noah Derrickson gets the rebound. Warriors to the front court and Jacob Tordson. Now into the hands of Taylor Penn. Penn drives, foul, scores. See if they count the basket. Yep. Going to be a three-point play opportunity for Taylor Penn. Penn is like the only piece that's working. Grant Van Grinsven is called for the foul. Taylor Penn will get to the free throw line with a chance to complete the three-point play. It is 48-24. And Taylor Penn is to the free throw line. Penn's free throw is good. Now, Taylor Penn's a nice player. It's just he's not surrounded by very much on this team. It is 48-23. Evergreens walk the ball into the front court. Half-court man-to-man defense for Walsall West. Pass goes down low as Van Grinsven received the pass. He is fouled. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. Jacob Thornton is called for the foul. It is his second. 3 team fouls now against Walsall West, and the Evergreens will inbound underneath. Nick Sarakowski indeed will trigger in. And Sarakowski gets it in to Grant Van Grinsven, both on the floor at the same time. Now to Sarakowski, pulls up, nope, makes the extra pass. To Reike behind the three-point line, steps in, and quickly guarded, didn't pull the trigger. And now over to Kyle Kurtenbach in the corner. Kurtenbach looked to drive, nope, he's bodied up and goes back out to Nick Sarakowski. 50 seconds left in the quarter. Now a pass goes down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish had trouble finding the handle. Gets it back along the baseline. Bodied up there. Stepped out of bounds. No call. And he is fouled as he started his move. Cornish's back foot touched the end line there. The official didn't see it. The foul is on Noah Derrickson. And we're going to get free throws here for Chris Cornish. They will say he was in the act of shooting. His first free throw, a line drive. No good. Off the back iron. The Evergreens will see action next Tuesday. They'll travel down to Stevens Point to play Spash. Spash 11-1 for the year. Second free throw from Chris Cornish is good. He's only 1-for-4 from the free throw line. It's 49-25. 40 seconds left in this third period, and Walsall West has the ball. Kyle Nickel. Nickel bounced down low. Double team. Goes back out. 10-footer is a miss off the back iron from Joe Utep. Rebound is up and in. Kyle Nickel. The first offensive rebound for a while for Walsall West. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. It's 49-27. Evergreens. Evergreens have the ball for this final possession. Down to Sarakowski. Down low. Kicks it out to Reike. Three-pointer. No good. And a defensive rebound. Taken down by Jacob Tordson. Under 10 seconds left. Tordson into the front court, down to 5. Tries to drive on Sarakowski, kicks out along the baseline. It's the long 2. Count of it goes, no good. And that's where the quarter comes to an end. The Evergreens end the third quarter up by 22. It's 49-27. Back with the fourth quarter after a 1 minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics.
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Mud Warp!
Welcome back to the Walpole Red Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Cummins. The first game of our boys and girls doubleheader was a thriller, a 57-51 win for the D.C. Everest girls. This boys basketball game has not been a thriller. It's been one-sided. Fourth quarter is underway, and the Evergreens lead 49-27. And D.C. Everest gets the ball. Here's Riley Peterson from Kurtenbach down low along the baseline. Chris Cornish pulls up. Shot is short. Evergreens fight for the rebound. Kurtenbach tipped it back out to Stephen Weir, now into the hands of Riley Peterson. Evergreen saves the possession. And now over to Grant Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven is guarded there by Jake Kamer. Kamer's getting some playing time and now goes back out to Cornish. Double team, got a whistle, and a five-second violation called against D.C. Everest. Van Grinsven picked up his dribble, drew that double team, and was unable to get rid of the ball in time. All right, well, Walsall West can get this down to 20. Not that it matters. It doesn't look like this West team really has a run in them. Here's a bounce down low to Kyle Nickel. Nickel goes back out high to Torsen. Long three. He just hit. Torsen with a three. He now has seven, and that makes it a 19-point game. And Walsall West wants that timeout. This is going to be a full timeout. Why don't we take a one-minute break? 7:14 to play, back in a minute. 49:30 D.C. Everest on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Inbound off the timeout with a 19-point lead. Riley Peterson into the front court, 7 minutes to go in the game. Van Grinsven has the ball now. Up high for Jake Giebert. Now back to Riley Peterson. Peterson with his dribble goes over to Stephen Weir. Weir got this night started by hitting his first 2 3-pointers and has 8 right now. Weir's got the ball again. See if they're going to try and set him up. Weir fights through a double team, and he is fouled up high. There'll be a third personal foul here on Carson Weber. Non-shooting, 5 team fouls, and the Evergreens are going to inbound. Grant Van Grinsven will throw it in. From along this far sideline, into Riley Peterson, 6.5 minutes left in the game. Evergreens 49-30 over Walsall West. Weir's got the ball and goes over to Van Grinsven, looks to drive, now kicks out. Peterson, 3 balls in the air, and he hit again. Riley Peterson. Evergreens have been hot from behind the three-point line. That's Peterson's third three tonight. It's 52-30, and down low we've got a foul. I mean, you'd like to see, with this game being as lopsided as it is, you'd like to see us get out of here without a lot of fouls. Taylor Penn was in the act of shooting, and he's going to get a pair here. Chris Cornish is called for the foul. Only 3 team fouls against D.C. Everest. You would like to see not a parade of one and ones and double bonuses. Taylor Penn hits his first. He'll get one more. 52-31, a game that really is not in doubt. And Taylor Penn second. He got them both. Penn unofficially with 17 points. He leads all scorers. Double team in the backcourt as the Evergreens try and break it. Sarakowski, Stephen Weir is going to call a timeout to save the possession. Be a 30-second timeout. It is 52-32. D.C. Everest leads by 20. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Intercity State Bank, convenient locations in Weston, Schofield, and Walsall. Ministry St. Clair's Hospital is proud to sponsor D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Tom King waits in the wings with Wausau East basketball. East is playing up in Merrill. That is a boys-girls doubleheader. We will have the boys game on tape delay once we are done here. We'll give you a very quick wrap-up and then get the Lumberjacks game underway here on Fox Sports Radio. 1, 2, 3 big games on a Friday night in central Wisconsin. Off the timeout, Evergreen's inbound, and Riley Peterson double-teamed in the backcourt. He picks up his dribble, finds Sarakowski, and they find Kurtenbach down low. Kurtenbach is fouled. He's going to get a pair of free throws. Wausau West has outscored the Evergreens 5-3 here in the fourth quarter. Foul is on Nickel. That is his third. And Kurtenbach shoots a pair of free throws here. First free throw is no good. Kyle Kurtenbach has one more coming. Kyle Kurtenbach is one of two from the free throw line. Missed them both. Rebound to Taylor Penn of Wausau West. Warriors trail by 20, under 6 minutes to play. West into the front court. Penn thought about taking the three. Jacob Tordson looks to drive here on Sarakowski. 10-footer, too strong. Rebound to Grant Van Grinsven of DC Everest, the one-and-done trip. The Evergreens come back here. And here's Nick Sarakowski in the front court. Sarakowski gives it over to Van Grinsven and now bounces into the corner to Sarakowski. Sarakowski pulls out to the foul line and now gives over to Riley Peterson. Peterson, now Van Grinsven, almost poked away from behind. Evergreens work some clock here. Why not? It's a 20-point lead. Grant Van Grinsven has the ball. They try to double-team the ball here. Now we've got a whistle and a foul as the ball came on to Nick Sarakowski. Kyle Nickel has just picked up his third. It is the sixth team foul against Wausau West. And they're going to say Sarakowski was shooting? No, it's the seventh. It's going to be a 1-1 here for Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski, the senior, is not in the scoring column tonight. Just changed that by hitting his first free throw. One more free throw coming. Sarakowski eyes the basket, missed that one. Rebound comes to Wausau West. Isaac Butke clears the boards. Now under 5 minutes to play in the game. It's 53-32. Along the baseline is Nickel. Nickel goes up for a shot, and he is fouled. He's going to get a pair of free throws here. Chris Cornish has just picked up his second. Four on the team. Yeah, some of these basketball games that are blowouts are kind of hard to watch and hard to listen to when you have so many free throws, and the outcome of the game is no longer in doubt. Kyle Nickel, the freshman, just missed his first. He'll get one more. He was in the act of shooting. What you just like to see is the time kind of melt away. In Wausau West, it certainly doesn't look like has a run in them. Nickel missed them both. Ball is loose for a moment. Rebound comes to Jake Giebert, Chris Cornish. Evergreens in the backcourt. Riley Peterson throws over to Van Grinsven. Double team stolen. Nope, he's fouled. Carson Weber is going to get called for either his third or his fourth. Yeah, that's his fourth. And we will walk down to the other end to shoot free throws. Grant Van Grinsven, who missed a pair, is going to get to shoot here. This will be a 1-1 for Grant Van Grinsven. Got the ball in hand. Team's up by 21 here, and he makes the first. Rolled it in. Van Grinsven is 3 of 5 from the free throw line, and he's going to get one more. Dribbles, and now eyes the rim. And Van Grinsven's basket is good. Neither of those free throws looked particularly good, but they both went down. That one hit the front rim and hit the back rim, too. 55-32. Evergreens bouncing down low. Wausau West has the ball. Here's a bad pass taken away in the backcourt by Sarakowski. Sarakowski drives the basket. He's fouled, and he scores. They were not going to allow the uncontested three, and Nick Sarakowski scored anyway. And we'll get to the free throw line for a chance to complete the three-point play. 57-32, and more free throws coming. In fact, that is the fourth foul now on Carson Weber for Walsall West. And Nick Sierakowski completes the three-point play. Sierakowski now has four for the night, 58-32. 4.5 minutes left in this one. Walsall West has the ball. Here's Isaac Butke with his dribble. Butke gives it over to Jake Kaymeyer. And now over to Penn. Looking to drive is Carson Weber. Weber passes it up along the baseline to Isaac Butke. West working around, now driving in, running one-hander from Jacob Reeder is no good. Ball is loose, picked up by the Evergreens. Come on, no fouls, guys. Now a pass ahead to Giebert, who scores. Nice pass led by Kyle Kurtenbach there. 60-32. The Evergreens may be doubling up this game again. Jacob Reeder's along the baseline. The West now looks along Carson Weber. There's a long three. No, they're going to say that's two. Carson Weber had his foot on the line. Looked like a three. It was not. 60-34. 3:45 left in the game. Evergreens, Grant Van Grinsven double-teamed. Whistle, foul. And Grant Van Grinsven's going to get to go to the line to shoot a pair here. It'll be a double bonus. As this is the 10th team foul against Walsall West. It is on Kyle Nickel. Nickel now has four. Grant Van Grinsven shooting two. Here's his first. It's good. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Devorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See Devorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or visit them online. DevorneyOrthodontics.com. Van Grinsven gets his second, missed it. Ball is loose, out of bounds, last touch by the Evergreens. Chris Cornish was unable to secure that rebound, and it goes over to Walsall West. 61-34, with 3.5 minutes left to go here. And here's Matt Alexander, who gets some playing time now for West. They swing cross court, bad pass though to Jake Kramer. Kramer thought about putting up the three, but couldn't get his feet set. And now here comes Noah Derrickson. Now here's a running two. That's a wild shot from Jake Kramer. It's no good. Evergreens get the rebound. Came out to Van Grinsven. Walsall West contests the ball in the backcourt. They're trying to get a takeaway here, and they go over to Van Grinsven into the front court. It is 61-34, and Walsall West still playing very tough defense. Here's a pass down low to Jake Giebert. It is tied up. Jump ball call. At an alternating possession, it goes over to Walsall West. Evergreens are going to send Jacob Stroik back in, as they'll send Chris Cornish over to the bench. So West gets possession back on the tie-up, trailing 61-34, now under 3 minutes to play. And Noah Derrickson is into the front court. Derrickson goes over to Isaac Butke. Penn, who's the leading player here, Taylor Penn, has not been playing here in the first and the second half. Here's a running jumper from Isaac Butke from 10 feet in is good. 61-36. 2:40 left in the game. And here come the Evergreens. Riley Peterson works it around to Van Grinsven. Down low to Sierakowski. Sierakowski makes the extra pass to Giebert, who misses the short shot. It was a pretty good look. Rebound goes to Noah Derrickson. Boards are cleared. Derrickson with a pass into the front court over the head of his teammate and out of bounds. He's looking for Jake Kamer along the baseline, threw it right over his head and into the stands. Andy Yang will come back in for Walsall West on the stoppage. Eric Drummond comes in for Walsall for DC Everest. The Evergreens begin to empty their bench with the outcome of this game no longer in doubt. Peterson's still in there and now goes over to Drummond. Drummond's a junior, getting his first playing time here. Now over to Peterson. Peterson goes over to Jacob Stroik. Strike hit a couple of threes back in the third quarter. Brumman's got the ball here, 2:10 left. Now to Peterson, and over to Austin Behrens, who's getting to play too. So Behrens is in, now we've got a whistle, and we've got a foul on Jacob Stroik. Jacob Stroik was fouled. Fouls against Noah Derrickson, and Stroik, who's got 6 points on a pair of threes, going to shoot two here. Stroik's first free throw, missed it. And the Evergreens have Max Mladic in, too. Nice to see Max get some playing time as well. 61-36. Second free throw, Rimmed out, no good. Yang gets the rebound for Walsall West. Into the front court goes Isaac Butke. Butke bounce pass along that far sideline. Matt Alexander, Walsall West, works around. Alexander goes over. And Alexander's got the ball now over to Kyle Nickel. Nickel, bad pass over the head of one of his players. Last touch by West. Goes over to D.C. Everest with 1:46 left to play. It is 61-36. The outcome of this game has not been in doubt for a while. It's inbounded to Peterson. Peterson comes into the front court with his dribble. Goes over to the corner to Brummond. And now to Max Modick. We get Modick down low. The tallest player on the Evergreens team, kind of hampered by injuries here. Now to Riley Peterson, less than a minute and a half to play here. Brummond along the baseline, cut off. Goes to Melodic, looks to drive in on Yang. Stop, spins in the lane, shot too strong. Melodic gets his own rebound and puts it up and in. Max Melodic with the basket. Yep, everybody's scoring for D.C. Everest tonight. It's 63-36. Now we'll go under a minute to play here before, mercifully, this will come to an end. Noah Derrickson now to Yang along the baseline. Yang goes up high to Isaac Butke. Here's a long three, and that's a hit for Noah Derrickson. 63-39. Not sure there's anything at this point that can make the outcome here respectable. 45 seconds left, and Riley Peterson's into the front court. Drummond had the open three, passed it up. Goes around to Melodic, and now over to Peterson. Peterson goes up high to Jacob Stroik. Stroik has his dribble. 30 seconds left. I'm not sure the Evergreens are actually going to shoot here. They may just let the final seconds melt away. Now over to Riley Peterson. Peterson goes over to Austin Behrens. Behrens does look to drive and pulls it back out. Now 15 seconds left in this game. And the pass goes over to Cornish. Cornish now back to Behrens between the legs. 10 seconds. And the final seconds will melt away for a very solid D.C. Everest victory. Evergreen 63, Walsall West 39, final score. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They improved to 3-2 in conference play. We are going to be back with a quick wrap-up after a four-minute break. Again, we've just gone final, 63-39, back in four, and then Walsall East against Merrill on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.